from KQED.
It's tax day. Today is the deadline to file your income taxes or request an extension. This is getting harder for residents who work one gig at a time, like driving for Lyft. It's like being an independent contractor, which raises a lot more tax questions than being an employee. One of KQED's frequent freelancers, Sam Harnett, can relate.
I've got firsthand experience for this story. Last winter, I drove some for Lyft. I was interviewing passengers to make a podcast. I've worked as a freelancer for years, so I was used to more complicated taxes. That's not the case for Enrique.
It's a brand new world for me. I'm still definitely a little bit unknowledgeable about all the intricacies.
Enrique drives for Lyft and Uber. He doesn't want to use his full name because he's afraid the companies won't like his criticism. He says it's pretty much up to the drivers to figure out everything about this job. What's legal, what's safe, and how to do taxes.
It's tough sometimes getting the information you need.
Like many new gig workers, Enrique has never owned a business nor been an independent contractor. He's unsure what to deduct and what records to keep. That's why he's meeting tax advisor Matthew Watley.
All right, so do you know how vehicle expenses work on your taxes?
No.
Uber and Lyft provide drivers with statistics about their rides, but on their websites, urge them to seek professional tax advice. Watley says people who come to him, like Enrique, don't know what they've gotten into.
I've never seen a single person from Lyft or Uber come in that had any idea of what their tax liability would be or what kind of records to keep. Not one.
It's confusing, Watley says. Not every gig company handles taxes the same way. Sometimes workers get tax forms stating their income. Other times, they don't. Some drivers haven't paid taxes for a few years. Others are paying more than they should.
These people are literally thrown to the wolves. They are being put into a tax meat grinder.
Watley says many don't realize contractors have higher tax burdens than employees. That's because for employees, companies pay half the Social Security and Medicare taxes. Gig workers also have to keep their own records, mileage logs, gas receipts, and other deductible expenses. It's a surprisingly big job, says Enrique.
Lyft and Uber aren't really telling you what the liabilities are, giving you a hint, or pointing you to any resources where you can figure this out on your own.
One of the things they have to figure out is a new tax form, the 1099-K. It's different from the 1099 that most contractors use. This form shows total credit card transactions, in this case, between the riders and the company. The driver then has to subtract out expenses like tolls and fees they pay to Uber and Lyft. This makes it tricky for drivers to keep track of income, says Patricia Kane, law professor at Santa Clara University.
So the driver may look at the 1099-K and say, this says that I got $21,500 of gross income, but the only thing they deposited to my bank was $18,000. What's the difference?
Kane says 1099-Ks weren't originally designed for this kind of gig work. They were developed back in 2008 to track income people make from sites like eBay and Etsy. So why are these gig companies using them? In an email, Lyft wrote that the 1099-K complies with tax rules. Uber did not respond. David Gamage is a professor of tax law at UC Berkeley. He says it could be part of a business strategy, a way to look more like an online marketplace that connects drivers with riders, rather than a company that contracts with those drivers.
It's entirely possible that a primary reason for their adopting these structures is to want to distance themselves from the actions of their drivers.
The relationship between the companies and drivers is an ongoing issue. Right now, two class action lawsuits in California allege that drivers are actually employees, not independent contractors. If the lawsuits succeed, companies like Uber and Lyft would have to pay a lot more in taxes. For Enrique, the driver, doing his taxes has been illuminating. He finally saw what he was earning, less than minimum wage. He realized he needs to drive more than 30 hours a week to have anything left over after expenses.
I know for me, I definitely need to be driving more on the road, but realistically, I want to live a life and see the sun.
Now, though, Enrique is committed. He quit his day job and bought a Prius. He's got car payments and high insurance premiums. His plan is to find more gigs. He just signed up to deliver food through another website. For KQED News, I'm Sam Harnett.